The war in Afghanistan, triggered by the 9/11 attacks, will reach the 11-year mark this weekend. So far, more than 2,000 Americans have been killed, including an increasing number in those insider attacks. Afghan troops or insurgents disguised as Afghan soldiers, turning the weapons on the NATO and U.S. forces that are supposed to be training them. Washington Post Pentagon reporter Greg Jaffe just spent 11 days embedded with an Army platoon from the 173rd Airborne in Afghanistan. This was at combat outpost Jagatu in southern Wardak province. There wasn't much combat while Greg was there. In fact, there wasn't much of anything going on, which might say a lot about where this war is today. We want to get a debriefing from Greg Jaffe, who joins us from the Washington Post studios to open his reporter's notebook. Greg, welcome back to Here Now.
Thanks very much.
And I'm thinking, you know, this idea that you have told us that there was sort of this not much going on, boredom. But you have to counter that with this sense that troops must know that there are these insider attacks on the increase. So while you have nothing going on, you have this fear that something might happen. I'm wondering if that's almost worse than constant combat in some ways.
You know, I think there are two things going on. One is that there was a certain degree of boredom. I mean, the goal is to push the Afghans out into the front. And the Afghans weren't really doing a lot of patrolling when I was there. And so that meant that nobody was doing a lot of anything because the Americans weren't doing unilateral patrols. So there was in the back of their mind, I think, a worry of the insider attacks. You know, I saw it pop up in kind of small instances on a few occasions. On the other hand, there was also a sort of a frustration where the Americans really did want to work more closely with the Afghan troops to try and push them along. And there was a real separation between the two, some of it imposed by just the layout of the camp, some of it imposed by the Afghans, who I think were worried about the insider attacks themselves. And so, you know, on a few occasions, you would hear platoon sergeants say things like, we're supposed to be helping these guys get better, and I'm a platoon sergeant. I've been here 2.5 months, and I haven't met my Afghan colleague, you know, the equivalent platoon sergeant or company first sergeant from the Afghan troops. So what are we doing here?
Yeah. Well, and is that what you mean when you say you saw this concern about insider attacks pop up on small occasions? I mean, what did you mean by that?
Trying to read somebody, you know, you're working a guard post, a guy comes by, one of the Afghan workers comes by and gives you a little bit of what seems to be a dirty look. How do you read that? The Americans' closest ally at the base is a 24, 25-year-old police chief who's been there for 4 years fighting hard. They were posing for pictures. The Afghan police chief asked one of the Americans if he could pose with his M4 rifle. There is a brief pause as everybody sort of calculated, how much can we trust this guy? The platoon leader then gave the Afghan police chief his rifle and said, look, this is the guy we trust most in Afghanistan. You got to take some chances. And they posed for pictures, but it was a small thing. This is the guy you work most closely with. Can you give him your rifle for 20 seconds to pose for a picture?
It's a small thing, but it could become a humongous thing. And this idea that there's this, you know, little interaction between the U.S. and Afghan troops. Why is that? Who's in charge? Who's running it? Is it a matter of managing this phase? I mean, what's the matter?
Well, I think there are two things going on. One is just the simple layout of the base. There are gates between the Afghan side and the American side, so it controls the flow of people back and forth. The other part was, in this case, it was the Afghan battalion commander on the base didn't really want his guys interacting with the Americans on a daily or weekly basis.
That would seem to run counter to the mission, you know, the reason they're there.
It would. I mean, I think for him it was a matter of control. You know, he was the guy in charge of his battalion, and he didn't want to share that with a bunch of Americans who would also be telling his guys what to do and how to do it. It's also possible, and I can't read his mind, he was concerned about these insider attacks as well.
From his side.
From his side, yeah. Because, I mean, it's deeply embarrassing to the Afghans, I think, when these happen.
Well, how much does the fact that there is constant talk in the air of winding down the war in Afghanistan play a part here? I mean, if you know that people are going to be leaving in 2014, how much do you invest in this? I mean, how much does that sort of unraveling have to do with taking out a big energy force behind what happens in Afghanistan?
The place where I was, Jagatu, as the U.S. slims down, they're cutting the number of outposts. So the Jagatu outpost, I think, is slated to close sometime later this year. You know, you're essentially fighting for territory that you know you're going to give up. So, you know, I heard the same phrase in Iraq years ago, and it was, we can't want it more than the Afghans. I heard that same phrase during the darker days of the Iraq War. Look, we just can't want it more than the Iraqis. If the Afghans don't want to go on patrol, we can tell them why we think it's a good idea that they go on patrol today, but we can't make them, and we're not going to try and make them.
Well, and, you know, we remember when Lieutenant General David Barno, who commanded U.S. forces in Afghanistan from 2003 to 2005, wrote in Foreign Policy that the U.S. has achieved its objectives after 9/11. Osama bin Laden dead, al-Qaeda disrupted, and the Taliban no longer dominant in Afghanistan. Now, today, the U.S. would seem to be at war with the Taliban. And General Barno now concludes the strategic logic to this costly effort is painfully elusive. You know, when you have that sense of that whack-a-mole that the Taliban had been tapped down and now is back up, how much is that impacting what's happening there?
You know, you look at a place like Jagatu, which is about 60 miles south of Kabul, kind of off the main highway up in the mountains. And I think the Americans were asking themselves when I was there, does this place have any significance? And we're struggling to answer that question. I think they were trending towards, no, this place that we'd been for the last 2 or 3 years fighting for really doesn't make that much of a difference, so we can leave here. At some point, you can get to where General Barno is.
Or as U.S. General John Allen, active in Afghanistan, said recently on 60 Minutes, we don't mind sacrificing here in Afghanistan, but we're not willing to be murdered for this campaign. I'm sure you picked that up as well from the U.S. troops.
I have to say, given their druthers, I think the troops would have preferred to work more closely with the Afghans. They saw it as their mission, and I think they wanted to achieve their mission. And to the extent that you heard people express frustration, it was the sense that they knew the enemy controlled the territory immediately outside their outpost. They wanted to win, and I think the preference would have been to work more closely with the Afghans rather than sort of what they were doing, which was interacting them only kind of at the highest levels of that battalion.
That's so interesting. I mean, I don't know if you agree that it says so much about these U.S. troops that they know the risk, but they still think in the long run the better choice would be to work more closely with the Afghans, even though one or two might turn on them with devastating consequences.
That's true. I mean, I'll also say that they hadn't had an insider attack at this outpost. Mm-hmm. It makes it a little bit less real for them. But I think people go over there and they want to feel like they're achieving a mission and that they're moving towards victory or mission accomplishment. They all kind of sense that they weren't. And I think that was frustrating to them.
Washington Post Pentagon reporter Greg Jaffe, as we said, just back from an 11-day embed with an Army platoon in Afghanistan. Greg, thanks so much.
Sure, no problem.
And by the way, we should say Greg hasn't even yet written his story about his recent embed in Afghanistan. He's still trying, as I think we just heard, to work it out. So we'll link you to that reporting when it comes. You're listening to Here and Now.